Yeah, it was, well, we were quite confident going into the game. We were in good form, but we didn't expect they won it 5-0. But it wasn't a 5-0 game, to be fair. And then it was up again, I'll tell you that. It was tight right up until 2-0. And when we got the third, I thought Bohemians kind of threw in the towel then, you know.
Charlie White gave his lead. Luke Rodden in with a hat-trick and Connor Black with the goal. So it's good for all them lads to get in the score sheet.
Yeah, Charlie's been threatening to get a goal from set play for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I think he's beating himself up a wee bit because he kept missing out in back post headers, but he one felled him today and he put it away. And in games like this year, you'll know yourself, Kenny, getting the first goal, especially when you're home, to settle in errors, and from there we just kicked on, you know.
Yeah, and if a team that can play and get ahead on that surface out there, she couldn't ask for better.
Exactly, fantastic. I have to hand it to Bonagie and the ground staff. The pitch is immaculate. There was a game on it last night. There was a game on it Thursday night. And their facilities is second to none. So fantastic. And it definitely aided our play when the game opened up, you know.
Well, Kevin, I'm sure you're getting used to the stresses now of being a manager rather than a player. But you just move on now to the semi-final, and I see one of the other games finished, St. Pat's 4, Sligo 2, and you've played against Sligo this year, so I'm sure the standard's just going to pick up from now on.
Yeah, every game is what you want, and that's what, as the boys, I hope we get the hardest team in the semis. That's what you want, whether at home or away, and I say that during the week. These boys generally have no fear of travelling away or at home, which is great to see, because when we grew up, you always felt that the Dubs were better than you because of the city attitude and things like that, but that's definitely gone. And I don't know what they put it down to. Is it the coaching has rose up a wee bit over here, or is the young fellas just don't care anymore about reputations? So these boys are not fear playing anybody, you know.
Yeah, that's a good way to be. And is there any idea when the semi-finals will be at this stage, Kevin?
Semi-finals, fortnight's time.
That's brilliant. So you've plenty of time to prepare.
Ah, exactly. It gives the boys plenty of time to rest now and prepare. Give them a few days off now and back on the sim on Tuesday again. So it's great that they extend the season, because I was saying that earlier on to one of the boys. It would have been a shame just to go out now tonight, because these boys would be, most of them would be kicked on then to try and get on the Declan 17 team. But now it's extended another couple of weeks. They are generally, and I don't say that just because we won the game today, they generally are getting better as the weeks go on. And I'd love another 10 weeks at it, and they play good opposition, because that's how you improve, and that's how you can measure their development when you play against good teams.
Yeah, it'd be good to keep going up until the Christmas period, aren't it? But just when you'll have you on, Kevin, you've been recently appointed to the Finharps Academy as head of it, and this week you've been appealing for volunteers to come on board and maybe assist you at that.
Aye. without sounding like we're begging for people, at the minute, currently as it stands, we have head coaches in places in all our teams, but all these head coaches need help. There's a lot of fantastic work going on behind the scenes the last 2 or 3 years with underage, with the National League teams. Obviously, we have Joe and Declan as head coaches of the 17s and 19s themselves, and Gary and Glenn and Andrew and the 15s, and there's a bit of a buzz about the place at the minute with our special underage teams, and we're trying to provide a proper pathway for Donegal schoolboys to come and play and try and form a trade in the National League and the League of Ireland. But at the minute, we're looking just for people to get involved at committee level, and maybe to come in, people that maybe want to further their badges, and come in and give a handout, and we'll certainly put up the training for them and get them involved, and they can hit the ground running as soon as they can, you know. But we just want more help, more bodies involved. It's like anything, Kenny, the more people you have in, and the more you can do, you know, and we're just trying to take the whole thing to the next level. We're trying to improve it all the time, and that's what we're looking for.
And yeah, and you're looking for males and females, and I seen there in one of the things that was printed out, the training will be provided. It's nice if people have the qualifications, but if not, you're still willing to take them on board, and a bit of training will be provided for people.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the academy's kind of philosophy. They're trying to upskill, not just upskill their players, they're trying to upskill their coaches all the time. we have our head coaches that we move, some of them moving on to their B license now, and like people could come in with their Kickstart 1 and Kickstart 2, we'll try and push them on to their C and their D license. And nothing beats getting in and training and good players, and there's a lot of good players throughout our academy at the minute, and it'll be great to get new faces in, female and male, and to get involved and help develop their own coaching career, you know.
When would you be looking for people to start, Kevin, or is there a time period?
There's no final date, or there's no starting date. We're just like we're kind of in the middle of upskilling the head coaches at the minute. We're doing like kind of workshops with them currently, and we'll use the month of November to do that. But we're looking to get, I suppose, if people are interested, just to get in contact with the club through the Finn Harps email address. Yeah, if you check the website, click on the link, you'll get the email address and send in your details, and we'll definitely get back in contact with you, you know.